This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Here we go.
Woo. I can't wait to smoke them all whole, packed like Marlboro. Blow it in your face, blow it in your face. Blow it in your face. I can't wait to rev you up faster than you can say Ferrari. Tearing up the gravel, watch you unravel. Now it's a party. Hey, I can't wait to cast my spell. With your word, you'll never tell. Cause I got it covered. City gravy southern. Got you dripping like no other. Play it in your face. Can't wait to get you shook up faster than you can try to hate it. You can try to hate it. You can try to fake it. But baby, I'll let you stay.
This is FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. Welcome back. It's Thursday at 4:03 p.m. Welcome to the studio, Natalie, producer extraordinaire. How are you, Natalie?
I'm very well, thank you.
You always look at me so weirdly when I say welcome you to the studio. Yeah. You look at me like you're going to sex me or hit me in the head.
Or both.
Both would be preferable.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We've got a massive show today. Again, we always have a whopper.
It's a whopper.
Thursdays are the days of whoppers, and not Burger King whoppers, but show whoppers. Now I've put Burger King whoppers in your head, haven't I? So we've got Nikki Tibbles coming in a minute. She's running a campaign called Pause for Thought, which is part of her Wild at Heart Foundation. She does a lot of work with stray dogs, and I'm really excited to talk to you guys because we've got something extra special to offer you, the audiences, that we're going to be. It's going to be a super duper prize. Mm. We're going to talk a bit more about it when she comes in the next 10 minutes. But we've also got House coming into the studio. Ash is coming in.
Ash and Ellis.
And Ellis, which I'm really excited about. Also, Tom Sellers. He's coming in on the phone. Well, he's not coming in. He's on the phone in a little bit. Michelin star chef, ladies and gentlemen, who runs the restaurant Story, which is the Michelin star. And he also runs another two restaurants. He's incredible. I met him very recently. An amazing man. So young. He got his first Michelin star at 26. What have you got, Nat?
Nothing.
Kevin, how many Michelin stars have you got? You don't even know what a pancake is.
No, I know.
You love me bringing that up, don't you?
Yeah, all the time.
Kevin Maguire is going to be in on the phone as well. We've got absolutely loads going on.
Tons of stuff.
Plus, we've got Poppy, who we pre-recorded with the other week.
Yeah.
He's going to be in on the end of the show as well.
Plus, we've got Childish Gambino.
Yeah, Childish Gambino has had a little mix made of his song Bonfire. With the Stranger Things theme tune, which Nat still hasn't watched. Stranger Things.
I have.
You've watched it now?
I've seen it.
Oh, you didn't like
it? I didn't like it.
Okay, well, that's why we aren't friends. and we're also going to be talking about the Glastonbury headliner that has just been announced, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Oh, you're not happy. Radiohead are going to be headlining the Friday main stage at Glastonbury, but we're going to be talking about that later,
yes.
Nat. Nat's obviously not happy about it. I'm very happy about it. But yeah, we've got loads more stuff to talk about later. But first, we're now going to play. We're going to play Beyoncé first. I love a bit of Beyoncé. This is a track from her brand new album, Formation. Thank you.
Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag. Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. I see it, I want it. Yellow on it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I twirl on them noodles, albino alligators, El Camino with a Cielo, sipping Cuervo and Ortiz. Sometimes I go hard, I go hard, I go hard, I go hard. Get what's mine, hey, what's mine? I'm a star, I'm a star. Cause I slay, I slay, I slay, I slay.
Bill Gates in the making.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I see it, I want it. I slay, I slay, I slay, I slay, I slay, I slay.
information. I slay. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge.
FUBAR Radio presents
Hey and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from WrestleKicks.
Hi, my girl has a nice round ass.
Cool, safe.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab, dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner.
Make sure it's a kofta.
Maybe it's one of the kebab on the skewers. Not even.
No,
a...
I don't use don't skewers because sometimes they can get the skewers. Why?
I swear, as the more this show goes on, the more ridiculous.
The weirder
these...
the problems.
Like
get.
We used to get like fairly normal ones. Check this out. Hi, my boyfriend gets a cucumber and hits me with it and takes off his clothes at the same time when he wants to have sex. Kind of turns me on, but still weird. Should I just let him do
no.
it?
No.
When is that ever? Happened
every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from WrestleKicks
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Duo that he's released for his upcoming album, of which the videos are very impressive. He's gone very, very edgy, The Weeknd has. Shaved his head. I told you about this video, but he's also done another video where he just kills a lot of people in them, basically.
Well, yeah, okay. That's edgy, isn't it? Killing people.
His new album, Starboy. He's obviously, we played Starboy featuring Daft Punk, which was the video I told you about where he was in the house and he killed himself and then.
But like, he didn't kill himself. He killed a version of himself.
Yes,
yeah.
who had the long hair and he had the short hair. And then in this new video, he's a burglar.
Yeah.
Who burgles a bank.
Cool.
And then ends up getting killed because there's a bitchy girl in it.
There's a lot of death. Death.
A lot of death in Starboy's new music. Talking of Starboys, Childish Gambino. Oh, segue.
Wow.
Childish Gambino
is
attractive, mm-hmm. and Nat has a weird. Unhealthy obsession with him.
There's nothing weird or unhealthy. It's very healthy and very normal.
Yes. I mean, it's normal to fancy Childish Gambino, but on the level that you do, I'm not sure how appropriate it is.
Yeah.
So, Childish Gambino's track Bonfire, which we've played previously on the show, has been reworked with Stranger Things theme tune. Now, Wiz Khalifa dropped a track with the Stranger Things theme tune, which was good, and we played it on this show, but it's not as good as this, I don't think.
No, of course not.
Because Childish Gambino's got sort of a lighter vibe. Well, this Bonfire is really good anyway, the single, but it just fits perfectly on this track. So I thought I'd specially play it for Nat
because she
feels very strong. I mean, we've not talked about Childish Gambino enough recently.
I know, I like to talk about him at least 70 times a day, and we haven't really done that recently. So
weird, because we did used to talk about him every week without fail. I felt like he was going to get a restraining order on you, that's why I stopped.
That's why I haven't mentioned him recently. But it's been dropped now, so it's fine.
Yeah. Everything's cooled down. The six-month grace period has happened. So we thought we'd give you a little special treat today. Before we get Nikki in the studio, she's coming up next, we're going to play the Childish Gambino Stranger Things twist on Bonfire.
Okay, it's Childish Gambino, homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my ass crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love pussy, I love bitches, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O all over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that coachy beat. My dick is like an accent mark, it's all about the overheat. Hot like a parked car, I sound weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man, kill me, go ahead. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Fuck you, KB. Brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. Told me I was awful and that shit did not faze me. Tell me how I suck and get my memory is hazy. You're my favorite rapper now, yeah, dude, I better be. Or you can fucking get my ass, you can send me. You wanna see my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check back some. Man, why does every black actor gotta rap some? I don't know, all I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. Everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire, turn the lights on. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. Little cousin lady, and I like girls who nerdy, but when they dance, they be saying, ow.
presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Today in the studio I have with me my dear friend Bethan Ledley.
Wait, it's about time. I've been around guys before that like a little bit of butt play. It's funny how so many of them are not comfortable enough to like tell you. They just kind of like edge you in that direction. Like seriously, no, why don't you just tell me?
Put it in my book.
Like, I get it. I don't know if it's the masculine term, as people like to call it.
I think
whatever,
taking up the ass is one of the most masculine things someone could do.
Right.
Cool.
In my personal opinion.
In your personal opinion. Nice.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
The most streamed Spotify track ever, may I say. But we're going to talk about that a bit later because I'm joined in the studio by Nikki Tibbles of What the Wild at Heart Foundation. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to be having a chat about your new campaign, Pause for Thought. And we have a dog in the studio. Well, not literally in the studio, but we have a dog sort of in the studio next door.
Big dog.
Big Lenny.
Big Lenny.
Lenny, who is your largest
He is my largest rescue dog. He is 65 kilos of just pure, gorgeous,
and
loving dog.
And he loves a cuddle.
Loves a cuddle.
Or at least I love a cuddle, and I gave him a cuddle, and he didn't have much choice about it.
No, he didn't. He loves to sleep on his back with his legs in the air and snores like a train.
It might be a good place to start, actually, because the last time we met, we spoke a lot about your dogs and specifically their stories. So it might be a good place to start with Lenny and where he came from, because that relates very heavily to the Wild at Heart Foundation and what you guys are doing. So do you want to tell us a bit about where Lenny came from?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I have five rescue dogs. I've grown up with dogs all my life and all of my dogs have always been rescue. And I decided to adopt a dog from abroad, and Lenny was one of the first dogs I adopted from
Europe from Spain. And when you, I had a dog from Puerto Rico, which actually smuggled into the country about 20 years ago, but it's fine, amazing. I'm sure. And when Rose died, I decided I would get another dog from abroad. And when you start looking at the issues of treatment to animals and dogs generally in Europe and across the world, it's pretty horrific. And yeah. Lenny had been thrown down a well, 20 foot down a dry well in the middle of nowhere and been left to die. And I saw him at the rescue center in Spain that I went to visit, and I adopted him. And Smith was also there. He'd been locked in a cage for 3 years. He's a Belgian Shepherd Cross. And then little Tia, who had been caught in a trap, she had been in the rescue center the longest, about 5 years. So I took the three dogs that no one wanted. But what it did was actually open my eyes to what actually happens in really most of the world in the treatment of stray dogs, of which there are something like 600 million stray dogs in the world.
Oh, my God.
And thus, the Wild at Heart Foundation was sort of born in that it was something I wanted to do to give something back and look at this situation in the world. And so I met Nadine Kaiser, who I set up the foundation with.
Yep.
We adopted some dogs from Romania. And so the foundation was born.
And that's where it all started, from a personal sort of
yes.
aspect yeah. of you just needing... Because I think everyone can say that when you go away on holiday, it's always the most crushing thing when you see those dogs, puppies running around. It's quite obvious they're stray and they have nowhere to yeah. go. But actually, finding a way to get them somewhere safe is even more difficult, because you can't just take them home.
No. Well, you can, actually. Since the quarantine laws changed quite a number of years ago now, you can actually, if you were going on holiday to Spain or Greece or wherever, you can take that dog to the vet. You can have it rabies tested, vaccinated, and you only have to wait 14 to 21 days. There's no quarantine anymore. So it's much easier for us when we bring all our dogs over from yeah. Romania and Cyprus and Greece and Lesbos. They're vaccinated and they can travel within, as I say, 14 to 21 days. I mean, what's heartbreaking is that I think people, when they travel to various countries, they feel they can't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Because there aren't the structures in place that we have in this country. There isn't a Battersea Dogs Home, an RSPCA, a mm-hmm. Dogs Trust. You know, there's nowhere to take these dogs that you find that need treatment and help.
The thing is about, for me, when you started telling me, because we met sort of, I was just actually seeing the picture that's just gone up on Twitter of me cuddling Lenny. Aww. And I completely took all of my attention. He is so gorgeous and lovely, and I think people seem to think, well, it's one of those things that people,
oh God,
it's
that's
amazing,
so gorgeous.
Isn't it? Everyone go to the
yeah.
Foo Bar Radio
yeah.
Twitter and
you
check out
Lenny.
Me, Nikki and Lenny having an absolutely lovely time. The whole point of the Pause for Thought campaign is yes. to draw attention to this and educate people, as you
yes.
say. Even me just then, because, you know, I completely assumed that it was still really difficult to get the dogs back. Yeah. I assumed you were just working incredibly hard, which you already, you know, you obviously are anyway, but actually even harder than it seems to get the dogs over. But yeah. as you say, you can just go over there and sort of collect them up, and or take one, take two, take yeah. as many as you can to sort of... But what? Tell me sort of at the heart, what's at the heart of the Pause for Thought campaign? What do you want to achieve from this?
I think what we really want to achieve for Pause for Thought is the awareness of the global situation of the stray dog, of which, as I say, there's 600 million. From one litter of puppies in 6 years, there will be 67,000 dogs on the street. And also for people to be aware that mostly these dogs across the world are not dealt with in a humane way. Mm. They're poisoned, they're shot, they're beaten to death, they're caught by dog catchers. I mean, it's a pretty horrific situation. So what we're trying to do as a charity is to raise awareness, but to educate and spay and neuter. So any funds that we raise go directly to help a dog. So we're setting up clinics in countries over Europe. We're working with existing charities so that as a foundation, we want to spay and neuter over 100,000 dogs, which will save about a billion dogs off the streets. And that's in the next couple of years. So any funds that we raise go directly to education and spaying and neutering.
And on that, we've got, you can hashtag Pause for Thought on Twitter and tweet at @WAH_foundation_. And you can donate by texting WAHF16. And you can donate, you could just type in £3 to 70070.
Yeah.
But before
More
you
excitingly,
do, before yeah. you do that, we are really, because Nikki also, before any of this, you are an florist extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Wild at Heart is an incredibly already famous. I mean, your store is in Liberties, so everyone's seen it. And you deliver to many, many famous people. You do it all. Basically, your flowers have been seen everywhere. And I've seen them firsthand, and they are stunning.
Thank you.
And I'd like you to tell us what you're offering our listeners today.
So the Wild at Heart Foundation is actually supported by Wild at Heart. It pays 10% of our 10% of our profits go directly to the foundation, so it pays for our staff and costs and so on. But obviously, because the foundation is a very close part of what I do, and I couldn't do one really without the other, we have a competition that we are,
which I'm going to try and win, because I want this. I want to win this.
Is that the person that donates the most amount of money to our Pause for Thought campaign will win a beautiful bouquet of flowers delivered to their home or address of choice once a month for a year.
For an entire year, you don't need to buy flowers. And not only do you not need to buy flowers, you are getting the most incredible flowers that I've ever seen. It's those, you know, when you go somewhere to an event or to a party and you think, oh my God, where did that come from? That is the kind of flowers you're going to be receiving once a month.
Yeah. Beautiful, I mean, flowers.
Absolutely stunning. And all you have to do is you have to type in FUBAR Radio when you donate, so that we can tell you apart from everybody else. And we're going to be announcing the winners next week.
Yes.
And you just need to make sure you tweet when you've done it. Make sure you tweet at FUBAR Radio and tweet the foundation at Wild at Heart HQ, which is the florist's Twitter. And we've also got at @wild_foundation_, which is the charity one. So make sure you tweet, and we'll be tweeting all this information out on the Twitter. I've said tweet about 11 times then.
if you screenshot
your donation and send it through, we'll make sure to be retweeting those, and we're going to be gaining loads of momentum of this over the next week. But this is a sort of money can't buy prize. It's something that, well, basically I'm going to try and win it.
Yeah.
And if my mum's listening, she's going to go ape shit. She is going to be texting in every 5 seconds. So we're going to be tweeting all the information of how you can get involved in that competition right now. But before we go, I want to talk a bit more about how this all started for you, in terms of, did you, when you first started the charity, obviously you had the interest in flowers, but do you see a culmination, a sort of cross, like, you know, you're interested in flowers, animals and flowers. How did that sort of merge together for you?
I'm not really sure there was a merge. I mean, I love what I do, and I feel incredibly blessed to wake up every morning and do what I do. I love it. I mean, it's great. And I've also always loved animals, and I've always had this thing about people being kind and compassionate. And if I had an education program, I'd love to teach people to be kind, because I think it's the most extraordinary trait that anyone can have. And when you think about all of those things, and I feel very lucky, it was time to give something back.
Yeah.
And I have been very lucky with what I do. I have a great business, and, you know, we're busy and people know us. And I just felt I wanted to do something and give something back. And for me, the sort of animal route and the dog route was something so close to my heart, mm-hmm, that I felt that was the time. And I met Nadine, and it all fell into place. And that's how we started the foundation.
I just think it's as soon as we met completely randomly, and as soon
I heard
about it just touched my heart, because I've been on, so as a youngster I went on so many holidays where you'd meet these puppies and I used to burst out crying, because especially sort of 10 years ago there wasn't it wasn't as easy as it is now help these animals, and it's such an incredible thing that you guys are doing. And I think the fact that you're giving away a year's worth of flowers once a month, Pete, you're going to get a delivery of beautiful flowers by text, so you can text in 70070. And I think we should quote FUBAR Radio on the texts as well as the £3, because then you guys can know. It's just an incredible campaign. We're going to tweet all the details. Nikki, it's been so amazing to have
Thank you
in. And Lenny, I love you.
Yay.
Lenny,
go,
if you're
Lenny
listening. Before you go, we play a little game on the show.
Yeah.
Which is totally separate to being a good person and being charitable and being amazing florist. I'm sorry, this is where it gets a bit naughty in the FUBAR Radio studio. I play a game called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Okay.
Nikki, I'm sure you've heard of the game Desert Island Discs.
I have, yeah.
So this is like that, but I'm not a nice person. So no. I send you to this desert island with one song that you absolutely could not imagine being stuck there with. Now, this can be a song that you might have, you maybe you used to like it and now you think it's awful, or maybe you like it and you just can't imagine being listening to it every day.
Oh my God, a song that I just never want to hear again.
Is it the Baha men who let the dogs out? Because that is an option. I mean,
do you know, that would be great, because literally every time I ever go to a staff Christmas party and we do karaoke, they always want me to sing Who Let the Dogs Out, and I have to sing it.
Do you know the words off by heart?
No. Absolutely not.
You will do if you get stuck on a desert island with that track. I can tell you that for free.
That would drive me insane. Yeah.
But honestly, what would be your desert island dick, or would it be that?
It would probably be... I don't know, I'm so over... Happy by Pharrell. I think that might slightly drive
that
me insane.
Honestly, is the perfect answer.
Okay,
because
great.
It is that song that
I love Pharrell.
Yeah, but everyone loves Pharrell.
Yeah,
but that song, I can't listen to it.
No,
I cannot have it in my ears. And I'm sure the dogs would be howling if they had to listen to it any
Do
longer.
Do I get to take the dogs with me?
Yes, because you're such a nice person. Yeah. Usually. You go into that island on your own, but you're too nice and you do too many nice things. So I think it's only fair that you take the dogs with you.
Yes.
Nikki, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so
much. Everybody, please hashtag pause for thought and make sure you tweet us photos. Maybe you can tweet us photos of your dogs and how much you love them at FUBAR Radio. And we'll be retweeting those all day. We're going to be tweeting out the competition details right now. It's going to be running for a week. We're going to announce it next Thursday at 4 p.m. Nikki, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you again soon.
Take care. Thank you very much.
It takes a certain kind of man with a certain reputation to alleviate the cash from a whole entire nation. Take my loose change and build my own space station. Ain't no refuting or disputing, I'm a modern Rasputin. Some contract disputes to some brutes in Labutin. At Kaifaloop while my boys put the boots in. Discussion. Dance like you got concussion. Oh, put a doll inside a doll. Party like a Russian. Disco seduction. Party like a Russian. Oh, have it like an say sorry. There's a dollar side, a dollar side, a dollar side, a dolly. I put a bank inside a car, inside a plane, inside a boat. It takes half the Western world just to keep my ship afloat. And I never ever smile unless it's something to promote. I just won't emote. Spasibo! Party like a Russian. End of discussion. Dance like you got concussion, oh. We've got soul and we've got gold. Party like a Russian. Disco seduction. Party like a Russian, oh. Have it like an
Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Nick Nevin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's it going? Young Guns 2 is the only film I've ever cried in. I'm not talking about a little tear. I haven't cried that much since Jamie Mitchell died in EastEnders, yeah, on Christmas Eve, yeah. And Sonia was in the hospital and Silent Night was all playing. Yeah. And I was just like, Jamie! Jamie, no!
No, not you, Jamie.
I haven't cried that much since then.
Oh, I fancied Jamie too.
Well, he was a good-looking boy. Good-looking boy. What happened to him?
I know.
Bring Jamie and Emilio back and we'll make a bloody movie, man.
Hashtag Twitter that right now.
Every Friday...
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no call. Now I'm looking pretty in a hotel bar.
Studio of House. They're going to be here talking about a world exclusive track in a little minute. I'm not even going to tell you what it's called yet. How's it going, boys?
It's going well.
Yeah, I'm all right.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really excited to have you guys in. We first bumped into you at Reading and Leeds. Harley did a very cool little interview with you. I don't think you were there, actually, were you?
No, it wasn't me.
You weren't there during the interview, but we got to catch up with you a little bit because you guys were playing the BBC introducing stage, right?
Yeah, we were.
How was that?
It's insane.
Yeah.
So good.
Incredible, yeah.
You guys have been out and about touring quite a bit recently, haven't you? And of course, you did a headline slot in London recently. At Coco.
Yeah.
How did that go?
That was nuts.
Was that Club NME? Club NME, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the first show we've had a fight during our set. So.
You had a fight? Yeah.
I didn't have a fight.
Please
personally.
Elaborate. Oh, right. I thought you meant on stage, people, you guys as a band just like started fighting.
It was, yeah,
Free for all.
They were just moshing and someone took it a bit too seriously.
Did that scare you or were you quite chuffed with that?
That pissed me off.
Yeah, did it?
It was annoying.
Yeah, so did people like, did you have to stop the show?
Only for a brief second, but like they put the lights on.
It started as a song finished.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Was it the last song?
No.
First,
we had like.
From last, I think.
Jesus. Kids these days, eh? But other than that, you had a good night, right?
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
And you're also joining, you're doing a lot of touring, some supporting dates as well. You're back in London first of November? Yeah, you're at the Scala, supporting High Tide.
High Tide.
You're doing a few dates with those guys as well, aren't you?
Yeah, and you're on the road for like 2 weeks.
Are you enjoying, so what's the tour vibe at the moment? Like, do you guys get on well when you're in touring mode? Like, obviously fights are starting and it's not even, you know, started yet. So how is the tour life so far? Are you guys dealing with it?
We're very good at being on our own. We distance ourselves sometimes.
Oh yeah? So do you all just go off on your own and like have some fish and chips in the room on your own?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's good though, I think, because when you're with each other all the time, it must get pretty intense.
Yeah, it's like
especially with us boys. We just decide to take the piss out of each other on just the stupidest things. And eventually you're just like...
It builds up.
Yeah.
Another fight starts.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the best thing about touring?
The shows, man.
Yeah.
You like performing live?
And the hotels.
Yeah. That's the funnest thing about doing work away is like staying in hotels.
Nice hotels, nice beds.
Especially when they're like really beefy, nice hotels. Yeah, it's like you feel a bit like a VIP. So first off, let's talk about Two Minds, which you dropped in August. You've said about it, it was about the hardest battle we have to fight in life is with ourselves, and that's what Two Minds is about. Can you elaborate a bit more? Was this based on a singular experience that you guys shared, or was it lots of different ones?
Lots of different ones.
Are you going to tell us about any of them? Or are they a bit too personal?
No, I don't know, man. I can't really point out a single...
Just sort of like the general feeling of being in two minds about stuff.
Should I have a coffee or a tea?
Which you've gone for coffee today. So you seem like, you know, this song might have helped you to make those decisions.
Yeah, definitely. I've got better at making decisions since that song.
Well then, you know, if you can bring anything from that song, it's that your decision-making skills are on top form now.
Ah, yes.
And today we have, as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, a world-exclusive track that we're going to be playing. Now, shall I say it or do you want to say the name of the track? Because you've never I'm really excited to say it. So your brand new track, House, Say What You Say, is going to be dropping today in about 2 or 3 minutes. We're going to be playing it. Tell us a bit about this track. So no one has heard this obviously you guys have heard it, but mainstream wise no one's heard this yet. We're going to be dropping it for the first time. Can you give us the sort of the griff, the background info before we hear the track?
Me and our guitarist Daniel wrote it the day after we left the EU.
Oh,
Brexit.
It's inspired by that.
I think a lot of music has probably been inspired by that.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know, it's about the system that we live in.
Yeah.
But, you know, the system's built on someone else's opinion. So then why can't we live a different way? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and how do you feel about Brexit?
How do I feel about it? It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's a good. Yeah. A lot of people say now, they're like, don't ask about Brexit. I don't want to talk about Brexit anymore. Yeah. Well,
it's done.
I think if anything good can come out of Brexit, it can be this track, right?
Indeed.
There we go.
Which we're very excited to hear, but we're not going to hear it just yet, because before that, we're going to play a little game with you guys.
Right.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And is that Harley that said that?
Yeah. Your boy Harley. He does it very well as well. I like to listen to that. It doesn't get bored. I listen to it at least once a week.
Just sit there playing it, yeah?
Yeah, all the time. Oh, we don't want to do this thing about... Last time I started talking about Harley on the show, it went very wrong. It was very sexual. Too many sexual innuendos. Anyway, sorry, Harley, if you're listening.
He said you're dope, so.
Oh, he's the best. We had a lot of fun at Reading as well. A lot of fun. So we're going to play the track in a minute, but first, Desert Island Dicks. In this game, you guys are going to have to tell me on behalf of the whole band, but I'm sending you to a desert island where you are going to be stuck with one shit song that you have to listen to over and over again. So on behalf of House, Ash and Ellis, what is House's Desert Island Dick?
Oh, this is a collective thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can answer individually, but usually there's mutual agreement in this one. And because not all of you are here, I kind of feel like you have to answer on behalf of the other boys.
Okay.
For me, personally... See how you feel about this. It'd probably be something one of those stupid viral song videos that end up taking over your Facebook, and it annoys me anyways. And I have like one of the ones, like, what is it, Gangnam Style,
yeah,
or one of those kind of
Psy
really
is a regular feature on this, yeah, on this game,
one of those kind of things. But
Crazy Frog,
oh, I love
that was
too.
Even before, yeah,
that's
it's a banger,
absolute, yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge
you
banger,
literally took the word out of my mouth.
Mega banger.
Ash will probably have something more sensible than that.
Go on,
more
we've got to hear, we've got to hear, yeah, one from Ash.
I don't know, man. Not really a shit song, but a song that will make me depressed. It's probably like New Dawn Fades by Joy Division.
See, that's another good way to look at Desert Island Dick, because it is, you are, you know, you can still like the song in real life, but actually if you're stuck on a desert island listening to that, you're...
Drive me insane.
Yeah, yeah. That would not be a good vibe. That would not be a good vibe. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming to have a chat with us.
Right.
Before we go, is what's coming up next for you? What can we be excited for? Obviously, you've got loads of live dates coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tour, EP next year.
EP next year. So when are we expecting that? Early next year?
I don't know. Ask our manager.
I will do. We'll be tweeting out all the information for your tour dates too. But will you please introduce the world FUBAR Radio exclusive of your brand new track?
Hello, we're House, Ellis and Ash. This song's called So What You Say.
Yes.
Tell me who won, tell me who lost, who's to blame?
Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Bake Off is like quintessential BBC. But you're not a fan yourself, are you?
Can I just tell you, since you've been rabbiting on about it, I've taped a bit of it and watched it on my little deck when I have a little evening off. I got quite into it.
You did? Are you much of a baker?
Yeah, I'm good.
A master baker?
I'm very good in every area of the house. The kitchen, the bedroom, you name it. I can conjure up a dish out of nothing.
What can you do with melons? What can you do with your melons?
I have a lovely pair of melons, let me tell you. With a little cherry on top. It's very sweet.
Every Thursday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Teach me things I didn't know. They don't have the thing that I need, but they don't know they don't. You got that old thing about ya, and I can't hide my fears. Pretty girls, they always die out. Need another sex appeal. I said, come on, 'cause you're a fucks about it. Come on, I know I'm gonna get hurt. Come on, 'cause you're a fucks about it. Come on, keep playing my heartstrings faster. About it, come on. I know I'm gonna get hurt. Come on, 'cause zero fucks about it. Come on, keep playing my heartstrings faster and faster. You can be just what I want. It's my true disaster. Keep playing my heartstrings faster and faster. You can be just what I want. My true disaster.
How's it going?
I'm just here, you know, come on.
You must be very, very sort of excited at the moment. You just dropped a new single. You did it with Abracadabra. It's called Feel Like. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, it's with me, Abracadabra. Obviously, it's just a more, like, gas tune, like, you feel me?
It's like a lot of fun. Like, you guys are sort of bouncing around in the video, having a good time. It looks like a vibey tune, yeah?
Yeah, man. It's just having fun and all of that. You get me?
Yeah, so tell me a bit about making it, because obviously you guys run in the same crew as well, yeah. With Abracadabra. So is that how you worked together? Did you just know you wanted to sort of link up with him? You know, because it's your first single.
Yeah.
And you wanted to make it a good one. Mm-hmm. It's a smashing track. Like, how did it all come about?
Well, basically, I got sent the beat. I must have sent it to Abs, and he was like, yeah, this one could be like the one, innit? I didn't really take that track seriously. Obviously, when we went in the studio, made magic, innit? It just popped off from there.
Do you think it's important that artists, you know, coming up, especially in grime, are using channels like Link Up TV to sort of boost their tracks?
Yeah, because obviously it's a main platform, innit? It's one of the main platforms, so everyone really goes to that, like, that listens to that type of music.
Well, who's your dream collaboration? Like, if you were to collab with anyone in the world, dead, alive, who would it be?
Probably be Gucci Mane.
Oh my God, that would be sick. I love Gucci Mane. What's coming up next? You've just dropped this single. What have we got to look forward to from now?
Got a next single coming out. It's called Moon and Back. It's going to come out on Halloween.
Oh, nice.
Special.
Tell me that it's coming. Is it coming with a video?
Yeah, of course.
Is it Halloween inspired?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Halloween is my favourite time of year. Are you allowed to give us any information about what the video is going to have in it?
It's going to have the moon in it.
Are you dressed up as something?
Maybe.
Yeah, I hope so. If you're not, I'll be really disappointed. Dress up is the most fun at Halloween. Before we go, is there any artists you think we should be like watching out for right now that we should be listening to, you can recommend to the audience?
Legs. Untarnation, Kush, Untarnation, Cash, Untarnation.
So we've got a whole crew, right? Yeah. Wiki, well, thank you so much. Do you mind introducing your brand new single for us?
Yeah, it's Full Light by me and Abracadabra. Link Up TV, go watch that now.
Sick. Thank you so much.
Come on.
It's feeling the beat.
Yo. Look, pops, you ready?
No.
So the plug just cool, stop chasing me down, do I look like Henny?
Yo,
look, it's early, my eyes them heavy. Judge GD's on telly. Look, I'm hungry, I ain't had breaky, I count like 100 bills in 20s. Look, I don't do 419, do I look like Olu or look like Femi? Remember days on the 149, I was with Tolu, I was with Leggy. I was trying to fuck that bitch, she was ugly and now she's
sex.
Anyway, fuck that bitch, got next things, loving the way I'm flexing. Had to link up with abs. Ain't talking AR. Fez them lurking, they always record it, something like AR. Got man who shoot like Billy the Kid, ain't talking, he
are.
Or I make man get fit, like he ain't born over here. Look, man, I just jump on a tube, and I go ham, but I don't eat pork. Look, I ain't trying to be like them, locked in a can going back and forth. Look, I'm trying to buy some land, buy me a yard, buy me a Porsche. No feds won't see me in court, cause I got guys them studying law. And I got man them ready for war. You got man them ready to talk. Man know that we get bucked from when more crap got a box and draws. Man know that we on job cut, you got nicked with 100 course. We take niggas off floor. Fuck with the lane, get sore. Gang, gang.
Just run up in my man's trap. No problem. Are you done? What you feeling like? You them niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice. Must just run up in my man's trap. Are you done? What you feeling like? We them niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice. Run up in my man's trap. Are you done? What you feel like?
Problem, no problem.
Them niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice. Must just run up in my man's trap. Are you done? What you feel like? We the niggas from the T-side. Three ones every make a beat twice.
Bah, bah, bah.
Do you roll them a track? You give a fuck about a next man's wage.
Next man's wage.
Boot down doors for the mealer. Hella Aggie beats for the cake. Well, it's robbery time in the T-side. Man, best know it ain't safe. Free up the cake, everybody getting paid. JB, come true, fuck up the place.
Man,
when
no,
I get
man,
mad,
man,
Biggie
no.
Don't get man mad. Pots come true with a gap, son get whacked. Quassia, send Biggie, free up the cash. Man's taking your stack, ain't running that back. Little chips, go get a strap. I'll be posted with the unto in the flats. Better chat about Max, nothing getting slapped. Big dot dots on the block for your back. That's a link up with Pops. Big bro got corn. Hella tum tums on the block, that'll fry man's face like chicken and prawn. Got that tum tum on the block, lad. Big grass clock tum tum, get a man down. Give a little young G that tum tum and say, go make man proud. You see the CID, you want a CID, cause they heard I was slap man on ITV. But I ain't trying to get EPP, so I masked off, moving like Assassin's Creed. Yeah, on tour when I step in. Scream 17 when I step in. There's a youth that I'm on when I get that drop, man. Done no, already, it's an extra shot.
No problem, my man's trap. No problem.
Are you done? What you feel like? You the niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice. Must just run up in my man's trap. Are you done? What you feel like? You the niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice. Run up in my man's trap.
Are you done? What you feel like?
You the niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice. Must just run up in my man's trap. Are you done? What you feel like? We the niggas from the T-side. Scream once, every make a beat twice.
Bop, bop, bop.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I had a gig last week where a 50-year-old man wanted to physically fight me because I wouldn't play ABBA Dancing Queen. It's like, is your head so far up your ass that you can't even just play what everybody here wants to hear?
Everybody. Did he conduct a survey?
ABBA Dancing Queen. I was like,
I've never known anyone to get thugged out over ABBA.
Over ABBA!
Apart from my dad.
Apart from your dad. Yeah, I don't know.
My dad's a big ABBA fan. And he looks a massive thug.
And he looks great in heels.
He does. And spangly tracksuit bottoms.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Michelin star chef on the phone right now. How's it going, Tom?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. It sounds like you are having a pretty mental day. A Kind of Love Story comes out today, your new book.
Yeah, it does today. It came out this morning, so a really exciting day.
Yeah, but you are busy in the kitchen right now, is that right?
Yeah, in between services. So I've had a pretty busy day. All the restaurants are very busy, so kind of trying to balance everything at the moment.
And I'm right in thinking that Story, your Michelin star restaurant, is there's no reservations available until February next year.
For dinner, you can't get a table till February next year. That's correct, yeah.
This is a place that everybody wants to be at. And I wanted to get you on the show because we met very briefly last week at the UNICEF Halloween Ball, and you'd put on an incredible... You designed the whole menu for that night, hadn't you?
Yeah, I had, yeah.
It was so, absolutely amazing, can I say?
Yeah, so, very kind.
So thank you for that.
No, I think it's, you know, I always try and do what I can for a cause that I obviously believe in really a lot. And I just, you know, for me, I'm in a position where I can help other people. And I think that something like UNICEF is so important, and it's an honour to be involved in these kind of events.
And you also generously gave, as an auction prize, the use of your entire restaurant, plus you and your staff, to cook for a lucky bidder, which actually went for a hell of a lot of money from memory. It was about £50,000, wasn't it, I think, raised?
I think it was £70,000.
£70,000 raised? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, which obviously is it's very humbling for someone... Firstly, to bid that kind of money to go towards charity, and for me to be able to initiate that kind of thing is something that I obviously am very proud of. And like I said, it's a great example of if great people get together, what can be done for people that aren't as fortunate as us.
Yeah, and it was a great cause, and it was the whole evening was lovely, and it was sort of tied together with your cuisine fantastically. Before we talk about your brand new book, I just wanted to ask a little bit about how it all started for you, because you got your first Michelin star at 26, which is unbelievable. You were so young. How did it all unfold for you? Because that must have been a really exciting time in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I'd been involved in food my whole life, and it was definitely something that I knew that was going to be the rest of my life. And, you know, I had the opportunity to open a restaurant at the age I did, and I naively took it with both hands. And, you know, it was something that I'd been working towards for a very long time. And it was, you know, for Story to have the success it did so early on, obviously I felt very fortunate for that, and something that we'd worked very hard for. And I think that, you know, a restaurant is something that is a lifetime's worth of work, and I was able to do it early on. And I think, you know, I'm very lucky. I have a great group of people that work with me in the restaurant and share the goal that I do, and that's to create something really special for our diners. And it's been an amazing journey when I look back to think that everything's happened so quickly in the last couple of years, but it's been an amazing time. And there was a lifetime of work that went in before that, and it's all coming to fruition now.
Yeah, it must be so exciting to be you. Also, you say you're lucky and grateful for all the people around you, but also we're lucky and grateful to have you, because it's incredible to have young, fresh chefs who know what they're doing, and they're creating something complete. You know, you're creating something completely different, specifically with Story. Because I know the food we had at the Halloween ball was sort of a similar style of the stuff that you serve at Story, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I try really hard to tell a story through food, hence the name, and you know, that's discovering the narrative side and the emotional side of food. And I had a great brief with the UNICEF ball, with it being this kind of Malice in Wonderland theme.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could really have some fun with that, and them kind of events are great. And we do something similar in Story. We always have a theme with our food, and you know, that is that it's British, and that we tell a story, and that we like to, you know, we like to make the experience as powerful and memorable as possible, and that comes from many different factors, not just the food, but the experience, the diet, the service, the room, everything. So I think that, you know, food has become a really powerful tool in this day and age, and I'm very lucky to be involved in an industry that's so progressive.
Yeah, definitely. And so your book obviously drops today. It's out to buy now, A Kind of Love Story. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can get from this book?
Yeah, so I think that when I was approached to write a book, my first response was, oh, I can't write a book yet. I'm not ready to write a book. And then after sitting down with my team and talking about, okay, if I was to write a book, what would it be? I wanted to write a book for people that aspiring to be something, and I think that my story kind of sums that up. You know, I wanted to be successful as a chef, and I worked extremely hard to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, in order to do that, I put myself in positions that were vulnerable, and also positions where I worked for great people that were hugely influential towards me. And I think the book is kind of a raw, you know, version of that. It describes how, you know, how food took over my life, and it's a book of short stories, really, about where I worked, who I worked with. Talks about the restaurant, talks about food today, talks about social media. It touches on all sorts of platforms that I think that I wanted to discuss, and I was very lucky to have a publisher like Orion that wanted to support that vision. You know, we didn't have any food stylists or anything like this. We actually shot the book in a very different way. And it's been a three-year process, so it's been something that, you know, I've been carrying around for 3 years and working on daily, and now to obviously see it come to light is, you know, like I said, a very proud moment for me.
Well, I'm really excited to read the book, for one, and you're going to be coming into the studio in a couple of weeks, aren't you, to come and see us in real life, which will be really fun.
Yeah, that'll be nice to see you in real life.
Yeah, we love things in real life here. We're looking forward to hearing loads more about you and everything that you're doing over there. Are you at Story today?
I am at Story today, and I'm travelling over to my other restaurant hours later. We're hosting the Tatler party there this evening, so it's a busy day all round. So yeah, it's a busy day.
And you've still taken the time out to come and have a chat with us, which we're so grateful for.
No, I'm just very kind. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Before you go, we're going to play. I play a little game on the show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I'm sticking you, Tom Sellers, on a desert island, and on that desert island, you have one song. And that song has to be the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck with on a desert island. It's a toughie, but when you think of this song, number one, it has to be the first thing that comes into your head because you know that that's the one. Even if you're scared to say it, you know that that's the one. But it also can be one that you potentially like, but you just don't like the idea of being stuck with it on that desert island.
Okay, I'm going to be really controversial here, I think.
I like that.
Okay, it's going to be anything by ABBA.
Oh my god, that is quite I can't even say it, I'm so shocked. Do you know what, though? I'm kind of like not that shocked. Like I can understand why someone wouldn't like. I mean, I love ABBA, but I can understand why you might not like ABBA, because
I don't know why, they just seem to grate on me, and I've never been able to appreciate them like others have, so I'm going to go with ABBA.
So as an extra special treat, Tom, I'm going to send you to the desert island with the entire ABBA back catalogue.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. We look forward to you coming into the studio. Everybody go out and get A Kind of Love Story. It's out now. Tom Sellers, big up. Thank you for coming to have a chat with us. Up next, Professor Green, back on the market. Cheers, mate.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Saying names, who thinks they're fucking clever? You ain't a bloke, you're a bird, and I'm back to ruffle feathers. They call me the professor, though I never got a degree. But right now anything's possible. Leicester, we're top of the league. I'm having a party, like Jamie Vardy. I'm celebrating too, cause somebody gave me an A. Why would I break it in two? I don't do things by halves. The holy is as holy as I get. Take care of you when you're done. So you know about me, I'm a vet. I can kill, I don't play, I rap skilled, a quick rap, and then I got a tax bill. When you keep up, better speed up, speak on it, better speak up. Don't worry about what I'm lean off, full peed off, cause I'm peed up. Bitch took away my license, you see all that laughter, Denny. Cause last July I went and got a new wig, parked outside the police station, waiting till I see that pig and then breath. Commotion, I'm thirsty, somebody hand me a little potion. What's the most happy or sad? Feel a lot of emotion, feel a lot of emotion. I'm in my tip. Anybody saying they're the boss has since been demoted? Demotion. Look, it's hard out here in these times. These guys have got no hope. Their flow's coke's been stepped on like three times. They got weak lines, deadlines, they got no shots. These shots at me, I mean D-swine. I grew up in E5. Where you hear shots and in police side. Your girl's a groupie, blood. I see her pre and me. Your life's a movie, but it went straight to DVD. I'm still the pro, bro, I'm still a fiend. So who's got all the pills? Somebody spill the beans. I'm grimy, the way I'm rhyming. just might be the reason all of these hot spices wanna season my meat. It's all about the timing, don't watch man. Just went and copped a new watch to make up
for lost time.
I got a new watch, it's a Hublot, or is it Hublot? Fuck it, who knows? I'm lying anyway, it's an AP. Don't make me get old school, put on my AP. Pick up China, pick up AP. Virgin ain't the label that pays me. Virgin ain't the label that pays me. Virgin ain't the label. Giving a jab like I'm vaccinated. Sit back and relax a bit as I strap you in and inject the vaccination. You were never gonna rap this in, but keep practicing. You never know, it might pay off. If you see jams or reefer, know that it's day dot. Bad boys all day, every day, and I'm day. Army, are you barmy? You need an army to army. PG, but I yell out cunt on live TV like Harvey. Ella, you cunt. I said Ella, you cunt. Not Ella, you cunt, but Ella's a cunt. You can tell I'm a cunt, one hell of a cunt. The back tend to get ahead of my self, so full of shit I need an enema. I would rather listen to any of y'all than any of y'all on my stereo. Wickedest thing to come out of my area. It's pro, dig a hole, I bury. Why in the world would I ever remarry? Marry her, I got all these holes in the marry. Give me that spliff and let me spark it. Boy, I ain't even started. I don't miss any X's, I'm always on the target. Scarlet in my glass, with a whip that'll make your car sick. Foot loose and fancy free. Yeah, I'm back on the market, I apply the mice. But I still wash on your car, back on the market. Piss on your parade, back on the market. Money can't buy your car, back on the market. But it can buy you cars, back on the market.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Man, Rodney P in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think Westwood is a dick rider. And so he was trying to ride gigs his dick and say, yeah, them man were all shit, but you man are wicked now, innit?
That's because
he thought that would earn him a strike. Because he's a fucking idiot. And Giggs, to salute the youth, didn't take the bait.
Yeah.
He didn't take the bait. Like, he schooled him. Yeah. So now you've matched some of the man who was hard. What about Rodney P and them?
Rodney P, yeah.
The little niggles and issues I've had with West women, hindsight early, they weren't valid, you know? So he's a dickhead. But that's just him.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Delete the pictures off my phone. You know, you were never in my zone. Pack your bag, it's time to go. You know, you are not the one I want. All of the messages you sent, talking about how we should stay friends. Come again, come again, come again. Every single second that we spent, every single place in town we went. Up again, up again, so quiet all you wanna. I can't stay to listen to you telling me about how perfect we were. Cause it's you who calls this mess, and it feels so good to say I am you. You and I, we are rest isn't right. You were with her when I needed you by my side. And so now you will listen to me when I sing it to you. It's so easy to say like no, 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 no.
That was her track, by the way. That wasn't just me saying a random selection of words. Nice. Ray, Are You and Us. That is doing, not And Us, Are You Us.
Are You Us. I like it. I like it.
Really big tune. Getting picked up by a lot of the major people. Lots of people playing it. It's going, doing very well.
I think she's going to be a big star.
So do I. We interviewed her on this show on
Fubar
Radio.
Yes, we did. Yeah, she was great.
Welcome back to Fubar Radio, by the way. You're joined by me, Harriet Rose, and producer Natalie. We've just had some lovely guests in the studio today. Nikki Tibbles came in to talk about the Wild at Heart Foundation, which I must reiterate, we're running an amazing competition where she's going to be giving away a year's supply of flowers to be delivered to your house. Please go on the Twitter for details. We're going to be tweeting out all the information. It'll be on the website as well. But all you have to do is donate a little bit of money to them, and they're going to be picking someone to send the flowers to, which is really exciting. Plus, we had Ash and Ellis from House in.
Yeah, we did.
And we've just spoken to Tom Sellers, Michelin star. He runs the Story restaurant amongst two other restaurants of his own, and he had a Michelin star at the age of 26.
He's coming in here. We're trying to sort that out. But as I just said to you, as you know, we can't go to the restaurant until February. Maybe he can bring the dinner to us.
Yes, that's what. Well, I'm a little bit nervous about you
what?
And the dinner.
Oh, right, because I'm so weird about
it. Because it's
food.
Quite edgy food.
What do you mean by edgy? Is it cooked?
In what sense? Like,
is it not? Is it? Is not?
There's
like
some raw stuff.
Meat.
No. It's not like sushi.
It's not. Well, yeah, I don't like sushi.
Yeah.
Or
pancakes.
Beef tartare.
Or horses in water. Private joke.
Yeah. Polo.
Polo. Water polo. Okay. By the way, for those of you interested, that was when the time that Natalie thought that water polo was swimming horses.
Yep.
So yes, and we're really looking forward to having Kevin Maguire on the phone in a little minute, who is taking over the country music scene in the UK.
Well, I mentioned to you that you had the Shires on a few weeks ago, and then the day after it was like the UK's biggest selling country album or something like that. The album did incredibly well. I'm not saying the two things are connected, but they probably are.
I think that Nat is my number one fan, but I do think, you know, usually I'd be like, oh, you're just saying that, but actually I think she's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm 100% right. Just very suspicious to me in a good way. I don't know how you can be suspicious in a good way, but I am. That it
no,
sells
I think
well
you
up.
Can.
Can you?
Oh,
okay, good.
I'll allow you to be suspicious
Thank
in a good
you.
Way.
In the best way. So well done, you. Anyone
so
comes in.
Whether or not I'm breaking country music artists and basically making them break records and stuff,
yeah,
I don't know. But we'll see, I guess, when Kevin Maguire comes on the phone in a minute. But without further ado, we're going to play a game that's not a game. It is actually just us talking about music news and reviews.
Yes.
You should say music news and reviews.
Music news and reviews?
Music news and reviews.
Music news and reviews.
Music news and reviews.
Music news and reviews.
Cool. I'm glad we all know how to say that. We've had such a jam-packed show today that I feel almost like, you know, this is there's even more stuff about to come out of my mouth. It's just, I don't know what
it
I just said.
Better be, because you're on till six.
So. Okay. No, we've got loads of exciting stuff and I just don't know where to stop. My mind's like going because we've got loads of amazing guests and I'm about to tell you loads of exciting stuff. Why don't we kick off with Oktoberfest, which you went to on Saturday.
I did. I went to Proud Camden. They had their Oktoberfest on the 8th and the 15th of October. And
it involves a lot of lager in large glasses.
Very large glasses of lager, which was very, very delicious. And a lot of things like bratwurst and schnitzel.
I love that shit.
Pretzels. Delicious.
That's what I had when I went to Berlin.
Yeah.
Not Copenhagen. Sorry, mixing two
holidays.
They
probably did
there.
A schnitzel if you wanted to in Copenhagen, I
think they probably would.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of the places like that in Berlin.
Yeah, it's really good. And it was just good fun because they had...
Bratwurst!
I mean, a bratwurst is delicious.
Mm-hmm. You like a big sausage.
I love a big sausage, yeah.
Don't look at me in the eye when you say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they had some bands, some brass bands, I think they're called Umpapa bands play, and they kind of did modern songs. And
is it really called Umpapa bands?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, or band. Yeah, it is. That's what they're called.
So I feel like you made up that name.
No, I didn't. There's a style, isn't it, of the Umpapa.
I really want to go down to this Oktoberfest now.
Yeah.
I should have come with you. Oh, definitely. My God, they are called Umpapa
yes,
bands.
Yes, they are, yeah.
I really hoped you were making that up.
Because that would sound like I'd gone nuts.
No, I just like the idea that you were like, well, I'm just going to call it what it sounds like.
Imagine that. It would sound quite good if I did.
Umpapa, yeah, Umpapa, that's how it goes.
They were fun. They were a lot of drinking dancing games. There was one you had to stand up, sit down,
did
go
you
back,
enjoy
forwards.
Drinking? Did you like dancing in front of a crowd?
I loved it, yeah. I thought it
imagine.
Was much fun, yeah.
Was it sexual?
It got pretty sexual, but it does Oktoberfest, doesn't it?
Yep. These you can book happen. Parties of up to 10 people as well, and you can arrange that by contacting them directly, info@proudcamden.co.uk. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to head down to this because I'm very into sausages and beer.
Well, there's always things
and
going
dancing.
On.
Dancing.
Always things going on at Proud Camden.
It's yeah, a good venue. It's a really, really good venue.
It's a very good venue. Our very own Hugh Joseph had his gig there fairly recently,
did
which
he?
We went down to with Michael Payne and Harley.
See?
Yeah, it was really
plethora
good.
Of good stuff so coming just, out of there. I've also performed there.
Have you?
In case
you're
wondering.
Why didn't I get invited to that?
Because it was about 5 years ago, and I'm glad you didn't, because it was weird what I did there.
Well, just go to Proud Camden, you'll have a lovely time.
Yeah, unless I'm performing, in which case
don't
do not go.
Swerve it for that day.
Swerve. Up next on Music News and Reviews, Drake One Dance, which I've already mentioned. Most streamed song ever on Spotify. Ever. Oh. Ever, ever. The most streamed ever. What? Ever.
I think that was
Drake. What? One Dance.
Am I surprised?
No.
Yeah, really.
It's like a huge banger.
I know it's
but
huge,
it beat Beyonce, it beat Justin Bieber, Sorry, it beat all of Justin Bieber. Which, that's the shocking thing, because I think Justin Bieber and One Direction and people like that have these like mega fans that listen to their music like bam, 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 over and over again. And Drake does as well, but he's sort of a different ilk of, different vibe.
Yeah.
And One Dance, which features the girl from the UK, that's amazing. It just came out of nowhere. He just heard that track and put it on One Dance, and there we are.
Go on, Drake.
Hey presto.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Maybe
Drizzy.
You should sing, and he'll feature on his next single, another girl from the UK.
Baby!
Drake.
I like your style.
I can broker this deal for you, don't
worry.
Whoa.
That's Drake. What people are thinking, sitting at home going, whoa!
Drake,
Simon Cowell, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, they all are. Drake will call me. Call me after the show, Drake.
WhatsApp Nat
as
after
usual.
The show, because she's busy.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Happy Potter World.
Did you? How was it?
I went to Harry Potter World on Saturday, and I can't speak words.
Where is it?
It's in near London.
Okay, so
no, it's in one of those places where they make films.
Boreham Wood.
No.
Elstree.
Harry Potter. It's like Elstree, but the other one.
Shepperton.
No. Why do you know all of them?
So I know. I'm always around film studios.
It's the studio. It's Leavesden Studios.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most magical experiences of my life. Big up to my brother Griffin for getting the tickets for my birthday. I was the only person in the tour that didn't already have Harry Potter merchandise on their body as they entered.
But you just have a tattoo, don't you?
Yeah. But no one can see that
on your back, full back tattoo
of Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. But it was so fun. If you go. Don't have a butterbeer each. Share one with your friends because they are very strong.
A what now?
Have you read Harry Potter?
I have not.
Ugh.
I haven't seen the films either. And I know that doesn't go down well.
Honestly, I just really worry about you.
Why? Because I don't watch Harry Potter.
You don't like Stranger Things. You don't watch Harry Potter. You've never eaten a pancake. Like,
you
think that water polo is horses swimming.
I talk about Oompa Paa quite a lot.
I'm very worried. I'm going to take you to Harry Potter World.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Everyone should go. It's a lot of fun.
You have to do running. Is there any running?
I straddled a broomstick and pretended to ride it in front of a green screen, which was a bit of a lol.
That sounds fun. I like
it. It was good. You should go. Moving on swiftly, we were going to talk about the MOBO Awards, weren't we?
Yes.
This lineup this year is absolutely unreal. I believe that it's just been, are we allowed to talk about it? It's just been announced that Lady Leisha, Wiley and Popcan are going to be performing
there,
live
yes.
at the MOBOs this year.
They are, yeah.
Lady Leisha, I've already talked about on the show, I'm a huge fan. Saw her at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
She was absolutely out of the park. Wiley as well, absolutely, of course, loving. And Popcan, that's going to be sick.
But also your boys are there. Craig David's already going to be there.
He's my best friend Craig.
Who else is there? Chasen Status.
It's Wednesday, 19th of October. So it's... What? No, that's already gone. It's not happening.
No,
what's the date
it's
happening?
The MOBOs.
4th of November.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's it.
Public tickets are still available. So if you want to go and get it, hashtag MOBO Awards, you can find all the information if you search that hashtag on Twitter.
It's in Glasgow.
It's in Glasgow, the Hydro. It's going to be massive. You get to see the Queen's Speech live, which is Lady Leisha's set of freestyles that she released, which is what kind of blew her up. Craig David, Laura Mavula, Tiny Temper, Chasen Status, Clean Bandit and Anne-Marie.
Well, she's up for Best Female Act, isn't she, Lady Leisha? So I think she's in a good chance of winning, really.
Massive.
Yeah, she's great.
Lady Leisha is... I think probably one of the most exciting acts to come out of 2016.
I would agree.
And she's from Birmingham, so I love her even
more.
And
she likes crispy bacon.
She does, and she likes people that brush their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets by going to www.mobo.com/tickets.
Also, that sounds insane that I just said crispy bacon. That is actually her singing that on the TikTok.
Crispy beer.
Crispy beer. Otherwise, it just sounds like I've gone nuts.
I also think she's one of those artists, even if you don't know her music or haven't heard it or you don't like it, seeing her live is out of this world. She's a performer that, because I love her music, so I loved it even more. But I went at Glastonbury, it was quite clear that a few of the people hadn't heard her music and they were just losing their shit. It was so good.
She's amazing. Let's hope she wins.
I hope so. But get your tickets, because I think the Mobos is one of those events that you just absolutely have to go to. Hashtag Mobo Awards, Friday the 4th of November. Go get the tickets. Hydro in Glasgow. It's going to be big time.
But if you can't go to Glasgow, it's also going to be live on ITV2.
Yes.
So watch it. Go or watch it.
We are also really excited to announce that we are going to be heading down to Vivo Halloween next weekend. I'm going to be going down to Liverpool. That was my best Liverpool
accent.
Good.
I think definitely do that as soon as you get off the train. Then you'll be so popular. Yeah, talk like that for sure.
And we're going to be, so we're going to be heading down to the Vivo Halloween party. They do it every year. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to one?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so I went to one back in the day at the Oval Space in Hackney, and it was absolutely incredible. Can't speak. Iggy Azalea played. Lord played. This was before she was famous.
Before she was a
Lord.
They
basically, a lot of what Vivo are doing at the moment is they sort of doing a lot of taste-making stuff. And they're like, you know, they're picking up artists and making the big... Because, I mean, Iggy Azalea at the time wasn't that big. It's absolutely mental. It's happening at Bramley Moor Dock. Zara Larsson is going to be performing. Blossoms are performing. Jack Garrett's performing. Aurora's performing. And Izzy Bazoo. We're going to be getting red carpet chats with all of those artists on the night.
Good. You with the accent, I assume you'll be doing.
Hello!
Hello, Izzy Bazoo.
I don't know why I can't do a Liverpudlian accent today, because I'm actually usually really good at it.
Can you say Zara Larsson and a
Liverpudlian? Zara Larsson.
Perfect.
That was
You're going to nail that.
That was awful.
No, I think it's really good. She'll appreciate that.
Oh, God, I'm embarrassed. I don't know what to dress up as. What do you think I should dress up as? On behalf of FUBAR Radio.
It has to be a Halloween costume, obviously.
I'm not going to dress up as a duck.
Like an animal or something?
No, that's really off theme. What you meant to say is like sexy, dead army bitch.
Sexy dead army bitch. Yes.
I would never dress as anything sexy on Halloween. I think it's very important to be unsexy.
Very, very cringy when it's like sexy nurse.
Sexy
vampire.
Jacob, if you've got that photo of Nat that you superimposed, please tweet it out. At FUBAR Radio.
Absolutely.
Head to the Twitter and you'll see the outfit that we are hoping Nat's going to wear for our fancy dress themed show that's happening next week.
I forbid it. I'm not going to say anything. I forbid it.
Put it out, Jacob. She going to kill me?
Yes.
Maybe she will.
Yeah.
Vivo Halloween happening next weekend. If you're around Liverpool, you should head down. Doors open at 6 o'clock. You have to be over 18 for this event. You're going to see Izzy Bazoo, Aurora, Jack Garrett, Blossom, Zara Larsson, and more. And we'll be live on the red carpet, so you'll see all that after. We'll probably play out a few of the interviews on the show the following week as well, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Very exciting. Also, big announcement. We said it at the top of the show because we knew how exciting it was, but Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Glastonbury's announced they are Radiohead are going to be headlining the Friday stage. And I'm really excited about it, and Nat isn't.
I know, I'm not excited about it because I do really like Radiohead, but you know when it's just like, oh, it's an obvious choice. There's like stock kind of people. They've done it before, haven't they? And it's just like, can we just get...
But I do love Radiohead,
though.
No,
I do too. I don't dislike Radiohead.
Why do you hate Radiohead so much?
I don't hate Radiohead, but I just like it when they pull something weird out, like when Jay-Z or someone that's
If Jay-Z was performing, I would wee myself. But don't get me wrong, I love Radiohead, so I'm really chuffed.
I love Radiohead. Can we stop all saying Radiohead too much?
Radiohead.
Too much Radiohead.
Okay, enough Radiohead. Let's play a bit of Zara Larsson. Up next, after the break, we're going to have Kevin Maguire on the phone. Really excited for that. See you in a second. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. It ain't my fault you keep turning me on. It ain't my fault you got me so gone. It ain't my fault I'm not leaving alone. It ain't my fault you keep turning me on. I can't talk right now. I'm looking at a lot. What I'm seeing got me feeling kind of shocked right now. Couldn't stop right now. Even if I wanna, gotta get it.
fall and land on your lap. Something bad boy smooth, body hotter than a summer. I don't mean to be rude, but I look so damn good on ya. Ain't got time right now.
Joined on the phone right now by Kevin Maguire, who's released his brand new single 3am, which is coming out on 11th of November. It's sort of country music meets R&B. Kevin, how's it going? Oh, I'm not sure we can hear you.
Yo, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. There he is. Hey, Kevin, how's it going? Oh, no, I think there's something wrong with the line. Perhaps we should try playing Kevin's song and then we're going to come back. Kevin, we're going to come back to you in a second. We are now going to play 3am and we're going to call you back. 1 second.
It's never easy getting over someone who says they ain't going to do you wrong. But it's not what you need when the dust settles down. Then the hurricane comes back around. Get over it. All you need is some time, you're on, move on.
So why you wanna bring this up now that you got nobody left? Lonely, I guess that's why you're calling me 3 a.m. That's why you're calling me 3 a.m.
We just played that there. We've got Kevin on the phone right now. Country music meets R&B with that track, I think, a little bit. How's it going, Kevin?
Yo, it's going good. How are you doing?
Oh, we've got you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you've got me.
We've got you.
Do you know what? I got a new phone like 3 hours ago. I think it might be that.
Oh, no. The new phone's broken.
Yeah. No. Don't say that.
Okay, I promise. I'm sure it'll be fine. You sound perfectly clear right now, so we're all good. Firstly, good. Let's have a chat about 3 a.m. What a little banger that is. I love it.
Oh, thanks so much. That's so nice to hear.
Country music seems to be taking over a little bit in the UK right now, but you're bringing the country vibes with sort of a little bit of pop, a little bit of R&B. How did you sort of come up with your sound?
You know what? Like, it's a strange one. Like, I've always kind of been influenced by country music, and I've always loved R&B. I've always loved pop. I've always loved hip hop.
Yeah.
So when someone says to me, like, just go and create something that you feel represents you completely as an artist, that's just what came out. We didn't try to make it sound like something just for the sake of making it sound like just to fit in a category or a bracket. Yeah. We just did, you know, exactly what I felt was right, and that's just kind of what came out. So.
And are you excited by the sort of country music movement that's going on right now?
Yeah, it's cool. Do you know what? Country music's one of these things that I think if everybody just gave it a chance, everybody would like.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't get a lot of over in the UK, but it's slowly creeping in. And you mentioned artists earlier in the show, like the Shires and people like that, and they're kind of making a name for it here in the UK, so fingers crossed I can do something like that as well.
Yeah, we had the Shires on a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
Lovely guys they are. But we're really excited to be chatting to you right now. 3 a.m.'s coming out on November the 11th.
That's an exclusive, by the way. You guys have just announced it for the first time.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah.
Dropping a bomb there on FUBAR Radio. Kevin Maguire, 3 a.m. will be dropping November 11th. But we can listen to the audio right now on your YouTube channel. I had a listen to that today.
It's available for people to stream if they want to stream it right now. Yeah.
And then they can buy it. They can put their cash on the line for that on the 11th of November. I certainly will be doing that because it's just such a... I don't know why. I just really... It's like easy to listen to, but also it's a banger. So you could listen to it in a club. You could also listen to it in your bedroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Now tell me a bit about where 3 a.m. Where's that come from? Because I'm a bit worried about you being up at 3 a.m. to be honest.
Trust me, I'm up a lot later than 3 a.m. these days.
Kevin.
The concept just came like, obviously, like people make a lot of drunken phone calls and emotions are quite high at 3 a.m. after a night out You've had a few drinks and stuff like that. That's really when, you know, if you're on your own or you're out with people, like that's really when, you know, a lot of things like that kind of happen.
Shit goes down.
And you can make silly and stupid decisions at 3 a.m. in the morning. Like, we've all been there, we've all phoned the wrong person when we shouldn't have done it, we've all texted, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it came from.
I can say that I've never done that at 3 a.m, Kevin. I've
really?
Never. No.
Really?
No, I could be in Tennessee. Both Natalie and I are in the studio nodding along to what you're saying because it's very true. I have to have my phone removed from me on that.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You must have really, really good friends that just take your phone off you on nights like that.
Indeed, I do.
Yeah, I need some of that.
So this is basically a track about you not having those friends that need to rip your phone out of your hand and say, don't do that. But actually,
do you know what? It's from the other perspective. So like the girl, it's like someone contacting you as opposed to you going out your way and contacting them at 3 a.m.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, it's happened a few times, but I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people as well. So
are you a bit of a heartbreaker,
people can
Kevin?
I'm not going to answer that. I couldn't say yes, I couldn't say no.
Tell us a bit about what's coming up next for Kevin Maguire. Obviously 3 a.m. is coming in November the 11th, but what's up next for you?
Yeah, so next we're just going to really be pushing the single. It's amazing that the feedback we've had so far from the likes of yourself, from different radio stations around the UK. And then shortly we'll be announcing shows as well.
That's exciting.
I'm just really trying to kind of make as big a name for myself as possible.
So you're going to be getting out on tour and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, that's the plan, yeah. We don't have anything to officially announce as yet, but I'm sure if you stay tuned, we'll get something sorted out.
Well, maybe you can come and pop in and see us at the studio when you're going to start touring, and then we can have a little chat about it then.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely count me in.
Fantastic. Well, before you go, we play a little game on the show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, Kevin, I'd like you to answer me. I'm sending you to a desert island on your own.
Okay.
And I'm leaving you with one song that you're going to have to listen to for the rest of your life on this desert island. And it's got to be the worst possible song you can imagine listening to. So I don't want any songs that you like. I want a song that you hate or a song that you know within 5 minutes you'd be ripping your hair out because it's so irritating.
Off the top of my head, probably Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, that is a very good choice.
Yeah,
I
worked in a bar a few years ago, and on Friday Saturday night that would come on all the time.
Isn't that Maroon 5?
It's just one of the songs. Yeah, yeah.
Well, funnily enough, we're up next is a song by Maroon 5. Luckily, it's not Move, but Moves Like Jagger, which is thank God for that. Kevin, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. We absolutely love 3 AM. We're going to be keeping it on the playlist for weeks to come, and we can't wait for the release date on the November the 11th. Make sure you keep in touch and come back into the studio when you're going on tour.
Of course, yeah. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for supporting the single. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Cheers, Kevin.
All right, have a great day.
You
cheers,
too.
Guys.
I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't take it. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. Time I go out, yeah. I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new, yeah. I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool.
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do we let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind, we gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home? Oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. No, 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 who's taking you home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, 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 no,
you there to Kevin Maguire for coming on the show. That was Maroon 5's new one featuring Kendrick Lamar. Mm. Who'd have thunk it? Mm. Don't Want to Know, that's called.
Oh, I thought if you didn't, why would you play
Don't Want to Know,
another bloody song.
I don't want to know. We've had some amazing guests today. Thank you to Nikki Tibbles coming from Wild at Heart, Ash and Ellis from House, Tom Sellers on the phone, Poppy, who we chatted to a couple of weeks ago, and of course Kevin Maguire at the end.
Lovely.
There.
We love Kevin Maguire.
Oh,
now.
Kevin needs a cuddle, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He's lovely.
He used to get to bed earlier as well, maybe.
He's naughty, isn't he?
Very naughty, Kevin.
I really enjoyed all of our guests today. Were super lovely.
They were. Yeah.
Really, really nice day today. And we've got a special competition that we're going to be running for the rest of the week. Please go and check out the Twitter. It's all the information. Is there. They're going to be tweeting out from the Wild at Heart. You can win a year's worth of flowers delivered to your house, or for you could win it for your mum.
Yeah,
win it for your mum. Imagine you would never have a problem on Mother's Day ever again if you did that.
And she'd probably, you know, when you're like, mum, can you lend me a fiver? She's going to do it.
She's lending you a fiver. And all you have to do is donate to the Pause for Thought Wild at Heart campaign and just quote Fubar Radio when you donate. You can do it on the website. You can also do it by texting. We're going to tweet the details. And we're going to put a little video out to give you information.
Maybe they could win and then, I don't know, like just send the flowers to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into me or someone in my family winning.
Yeah, definitely. Very much so.
I'm into it potentially being me that actually wins.
And then who are the flowers for? Me.
Me again.
Just me, yeah.
Just here's me again.
Do you want
the
gift wrap? Yes, I do. So it's a present to me every month, please.
Happy birthday me every month.
Me.
Like the Queen. Just
of course, yeah.
Birthday time all the time. Tonight's last request comes from Nat and I because we had such a busy show that we didn't actually tweet out to you guys to send them in. And also, we don't care because we're going to play Kate Bush and that's how it rolls. We're going to finish off today. Up next, it's Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang, of course, but we're going to finish off with a huge banger. Mm-hmm. It's a Kate Bush banger.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hounds of Love. We're going to finish it off, but I think it's going to end with a bit of a stormer.
It's a stormer. It's Hounds of Love.
Harriet Rose, Fubar Radio. This is Hounds of Love. Kate Bush, thank you. Bye.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid. We'll be right back.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.